Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I can take you for a ride.
Green, green girls, blue, blue sky, you better throw a party on a date.
And tonight had something wonderful. I only asked you to show me a real good time.
Hello everybody, a huge warm welcome once again to the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, as ever on the Phoenix airwaves on a Tuesday evening. Hope your Tuesday has treated you well so far. It's 98.0 FM if you're in Brentwood, Billericay or the surrounding areas, phoenixfm.com if you're anywhere else, and don't forget, available on smart speaker as well. Give the show a share, spread the word, tell people about it, and tell people about this fabulous station too. So, what's going on the show that goes like this tonight? Well, in recent weeks, many of you will have learnt that I have been broadcasting from afar. Despite being in pantomime in the northeast of England, I've been able to bring you the show every week, which has been fabulous. And there have been some special shows, oh yes, that have focused on letters of the alphabet. Tonight is another one of those. And those of you that have followed these recently will be very excited to know we have now reached the letter T. But please calm down, please calm down. It's very exciting. I know you're shouting at your radio now with the sheer excitement that it's reached the letter T. And I know what you're thinking, only six more of those specials and you've done the alphabet. Could I possibly go round again? No, that would be utterly crazy, of course. I think I'll be able to find some other kind of inspiration for special shows once we get past Z. Anyway, tracks that begin with the letter T are most definitely going to feature musically throughout the show. So as ever, have a guess, see if you can work out what's coming up over the next couple of hours. An eclectic mix of music, a fabulous mix of music. And we're starting off with a track I always enjoy listening to, that who knew it would predict the success of social media. Here's Kesha.
Wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Hey, what up, girl?
Grab my glasses, I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city.
Let's
before
go.
I leave, brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack. Cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking pedicure on our toes, toes. Trying on all our clothes, clothes. Boys blowing up our phones, phones. Dropped up and playing our favorite CDs. Pulling up to the parties, trying to get a little bit tipsy. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, unless they look like Mick Jagger. I'm talking about everybody getting crunk, crunk. Boys try to touch my junk, junk. Gonna smack him if he getting too drunk, drunk. Nah, nah, we go until they kick us out, out. The police shut us down, down. Police shut us down, down. Po-po shut us down. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ blow my speakers up. Tonight I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick-tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. You break me down, my heart. start till I walk in.
Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh. Don't stop, make it pop. DJ, blow my speakers up. Tonight, I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. Tick tock on the clock, but the party don't stop. No, oh, 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 oh.
Phoenix FM.
Kesha and TikTok. And as I alluded to before that started, hard to believe that came out before TikTok was even a thing in the world of social media. It was, I really resisted going on it for a long time, and then people started saying to me, it will take over your life if you go on it. It's clever, I have to say. The TikTok algorithm is basically a personalized channel of very short videos of things you like to look at. But yeah, enough about me promoting TikTok. That was Kesha's song. And then she's had problems with her producer and legal wranglings, of course, which I think have recently ended. So hopefully she'll be making some new music again soon. So what's going on between the songs, I hear you desperate to know? Well, you know, I've done speaking about random things that begin with the same letter of the special show that it is. And it's a tea special tonight. I won't be making cups of tea or talking to you about the correct brewing of tea or anything like that. What I've decided to do, rather than just pick random things that also begin with tea and talk to you about them, I always love talking about movies. I'm going to talk about movies that begin with the letter T in between random tracks that also begin with the letter T. So strap in for an exciting couple of hours of tea-related stuff. I'm not going to talk about a movie in this break because I'm not giving myself enough time. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. But yes, prepare for some info that's in my head about various movies. Anyway, thanks for being here. Always enjoy your company here on the old Phoenix FM airwaves. It's the show that goes like this, with Ben Simmons with you up until 8 o'clock tonight, so don't go anywhere. Next, it's classic Britney Spears, Set on an Aeroplane. If you like the video, here's Toxic.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm flying. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it.
We got taste of your lips, I'm all around. You're toxic.
Phoenix FM.
That was Britney's Toxic, and the first film I'm going to talk to you about now that I've got a chance to do it is the classic Toy Story. It spawned many sequels. I think there's possibly another sequel currently in the works. Everyone thought it was destined to be a trilogy. Then they brought out the fourth one, which was still incredibly successful. Hard to believe the first film is nearly 30 years old. That is ludicrous. 1995, the original Toy Story was released, with Tom Hanks and Tim Allen, the lead voice actors, of course, Woody and Buzz Lightyear, respectively. I remember thinking, oh, it's going to be a kid's film, but it is one of those films that everyone can enjoy. It's just a sort of feel-good movie, isn't it? And then the success of the music in it as well, like You've Got a Friend in Me, did incredibly well. And, yeah, I've always enjoyed watching Toy Story and its sequels. It's one of those where it is aimed at kids, obviously, but then it does have a few more sophisticated moments of humour for any adults watching too. Yeah, quite impressive. Who'd have thought that Woody and Buzz would dominate animated movies for this long? Yeah, incredible. And I saw Tom Hanks on a chat show talking about the energy he had to put into the voice recording, and they ask you to do it in sort of 15 different ways, and just when you think there's no other way to do it, they ask for it slightly differently, and it was driving him crazy, but impressive nonetheless. So yeah, there we go, Toy Story. And I guess the negative characters in Toy Story could be seen as troublemakers, which leads me on fantastically to the next track from Ollie Murs on this Letter T special.
You're a troublemaker, you're a troublemaker. You ain't nothing but a troublemaker, girl.
You had me hooked again from the minute you sat down. The way you bite your lip got my head spinning around. After a drink or two, I was putty in your hands. I don't know if I'll have the strength to stand. Ooh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Ooh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad? My mind keeps saying, run as fast as it can. Corners of my mind, I see a silhouette every time I close my eyes. There must be poison in those fingertips of yours, 'cause I keep coming back again for more. Ooh, trouble, troublemaker, yeah, that's your middle name. Ooh, I know you're no good, but you're stuck in my brain. And I wanna know, why does it feel so good but hurt so bad?
Same damn thing, thinking one day we gon' change. But you know just how to work that back and make me forget my name. What the hell you do, I won't remember. I'll be gone until November, and you show up again next summer, yeah. Typical middle name is Prada. Picture like a glove, girl, I'm sick of the drama. You're a troublemaker, but damn girl, it's like I love the trouble, and I can't even explain why.
Why does it feel so good but hurt so bad?
Phoenix FM.
Ollie Murs and Troublemaker Letter T special, the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. Don't go anywhere, keep it here, your ears will thank you. So, films that begin with T in between the songs, if you've just joined us. It's all a bit random tonight. Tracks that begin with T, see if you can guess what's coming up. And then I'm going to talk to you about random films that begin with T. Now, amazingly, I'm going to talk about a sequel before the original, because I saw Terminator 2 before I saw the original of Terminator. Probably age-related, because the original came out when I was 7. And the sequel came out when I was 14, I think. Back in 1991, Terminator 2 came out. I remember it had come out, and I didn't watch it in the cinema, but it was on VHS, probably like a year later. And we had it in our school, and it was a special treat to be able to watch it when we were in the sixth form, I think. I can't remember. Teachers were probably bored someday and let us watch Terminator 2 anyway. And I was surrounded by all my mates trying to show bravado, trying to show that I was just interested in the effects and the storyline. Absolutely terrified of the Terminator. Couldn't let on to anyone. Shape-shifting mercury metal robot thing that has arms that it can turn into knives and just kill you. Craziness. And then it poured itself into a helicopter. Unbelievable. Moving on, here's Natalie Imbruglia. I'm sure she was torn when she saw Terminator.
Dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adored. You don't seem to know, you seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. That's what's going on. Nothing's fine.
I feel. Phoenix FM.
Torn from Natalie Imbruglia, classic track, of course. And now I'm going to talk about a film that was incredibly successful for quite a while, the highest grossing film of all time, Titanic, James Cameron's epic, with Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet. The love story at the forefront of everything, of course, behind the tragedy. And, yeah, I knew they went to incredible lengths to film all of that. They built a scale replica of the actual Titanic itself to sink and stuff. It was all quite incredible. And I also remember it probably being the last film I ever saw that had an intermission in it, because it was so long. It was over 3 hours, wasn't it, Titanic? There's been some epic films released since that don't say, we're going to give you a break to go to the toilet. They just say, tough, you've got to last it out or run out and miss some. But yeah, incredible with Titanic that they made a film that successful that everyone was intrigued to see, when everyone kind of knows the ending, really. Sad though it is. Although I think people have speculated on this for quite a while, that bit of wood she's floating at the end, he could have fit on that, couldn't he? She was just harsh, really. Oh, bye, Jack. You're going to sink to the bottom. Cheers, then. You could have fit on here, but I can't really be bothered to save you. Come on, Kate. Bit of effort there. I know it's cold. I know you're struggling for breath and worrying about hypothermia, but what was going on there? Okay, moving on. Let's have a bit of True Faith. This was 94.
Phoenix FM.
New Order's True Faith 94 there. If you've joined us late and you're wondering what the heck's going on and how the show is hung together tonight, basically it's all about the letter T. So I'm playing music, tracks that begin with the letter T, and in between talking to you about movies that begin with the letter T. The movies and the tracks aren't related, they're not soundtracks. Oh no, it's all entirely random. It's my alphabet letter T special on the show that goes like this here on Phoenix FM. So stay here, don't go anywhere. Fantastic. And now I'm going to talk to you about the MCU. And of course, one hero that begins with the letter T, Thor. Now, people widely accept the first Thor film okay, second one not so good, The Dark World, and then Ragnarok pretty good, and then I think the fourth one, Love and Thunder, not so good again. It bigged up Christian Bale and his character wasn't really as fearsome as I think he could have been. But yeah, are they going to keep going with Thor films, or are they going to let him have a rest for a while? I'm not entirely sure, but I definitely liked the first one, and Ragnarok I thought was brilliant. I think they tried to keep too much humour in the fourth one, but yeah, Thor 3, Thor Ragnarok, awesome film, and loved the Hulk being in it, and Taika Waititi himself starring as the rock bloke. I can't remember what he is, but that sort of laid back prisoner rock bloke who's hilarious. Always enjoyed it. Amazing stuff. I think Thor will still be in the MCU with whatever happens in the future, but whether he gets his own film for a while, not too sure. Anyway, let's get back to the tracks, let's get back to the music, let's get back to Montel Jordan. Haven't heard this for quite a while. This is How We Do It. Enjoy.
The west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit the party, say I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it. All hands are in the air and wave them from here to there. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much better.
Phoenix FM.
I've not heard that for a while. Montel Jordan, and This Is How We Do It on this Alphabet Letter T special. And only a short gap, really, to talk about this next movie, Trading Places. Now, it's a film I didn't really see when it came out. I think I was too young. Came out in 1983. And I know my wife absolutely loves Trading Places, and therefore we've watched it together quite recently a few times. I say recently, I mean in like the last 10 years, but probably a lot more than when it was only 10 years old, let's say. But yeah, Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd forced to trade lives by rich millionaires betting against each other for a dollar or something like that, and finding out how they adapt to their new situations, and whether the man who's lost it all can rise back up again, and whether the man who's become rich having been having nothing in the past will adapt well or become arrogant, whatever. But Jamie Lee Curtis is in it as well, and I remember the bad guys get their comeuppance at the end and everyone's living happily ever after, which is marvellous. Right, let's have another track. This is Try Me Out.
Try me out, please baby, try me out. Just take a chance with me, cause I wanna be yours. Try me out, if you just try me out, I'll be the girl for you, honey, let me be yours. Wanna love you, try me out, please baby, try me out. Just take a chance with me, cause I wanna be yours. Wanna love you, try me out, if you just try me out, I'll be the girl for you, honey, let me be yours.
Corona and Try Me Out. Now, again, relatively short gap to talk to you about a film. I think I've only seen it the once. 2011's Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy. And I have to say, it's one of the few films that's got an amazing cast. Gary Oldman, Kathy Burke, I think Benedict Cumberbatch is in it, Colin Firth is in it. It's an amazing cast. I was expecting loads of action, loads of espionage, loads of thrills. And I have to say, what an incredibly dull film. I was very disappointed watching that. One of the few films I can remember looking forward to a lot and then finding it incredibly dull. Another one that I felt like that about was The English Patient with Ralph Fiennes, but, well, that sort of begins with T if you count the at the start of it. Anyway, for those films, things can only get better, which is appropriate, even though it's by Dee Ream. It's things. Enjoy it.
You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Learn to talk like me. Be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. Singing in our things can only get better. It can only get, it can only get. Take it all from me, you know. I know that things can only get better.
Things can only get better. Fabulous stuff. Now I'm going to talk to you about a movie that I think, again, I've only seen once, but it's a cult classic now. Released in 1996, it shot Ewan McGregor to worldwide fame and acclaim. The classic Danny Boyle directed Trainspotting. Yes. Depicting in very grim detail, I suppose, what it's like to be a drug addict. It was all about heroin users in Edinburgh, wasn't it? And featured Johnny Lee Miller and Robert Carlyle, some iconic scenes, iconic soundtrack as well. And people remember the orange and white poster and the colours to promote it. I remember a weird scene where Ewan McGregor's character is tripping and climbs out of a toilet that's absolutely disgusting. It's very bizarre, but the whole film was quite bizarre and certainly doesn't glorify drug taking. Anyway, let's not worry about that. Let's take it easy.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy.
There with Take It Easy. If you just join me and you're wondering what's going on, it's an alphabet letter T special. Tracks that begin with T, interspersed with weird information about films that also begin with T. And it seems a shame to only briefly do it justice, but let's talk about Top Gun. 1986, the original, and then released only last year, was it? Or the year before, Top Gun Maverick as well. Well, you have to say, Tom Cruise still looks amazing for his age. But The 1986 original, so many quotable lines from it, so many memorable scenes and moments from it. Maverick and Goose dealing with Iceman and Russian MiGs, or whatever it was, and aircraft carriers that were absolutely huge and tracks that were amazing. And Top Gun Maverick's a pretty awesome film as well, I have to say. I enjoyed watching that too. Right, let's have another track. Let's have another track from someone who's a Eurovision favourite. And I like this relatively new track of hers as well. It's Nicky French. This is Teardrops on the Disco Floor.
A perfect passion play, I thought. We pop the cork and dance. Until I accidentally caught them holding. Stole his heart, and I believe the lie. But though he tore my own apart, he wouldn't see me cry, 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 cry. I told the DJ, turn it up. I told him to my teardrops on the disco floor. I told the bouncer, toss him out. I told him lock the door. He wasn't gonna laugh about my teardrops on the disco floor. Teardrops on the disco floor. He ran to me, I ran away. I didn't want to. The tongue and had it say when whispering in her ear. I tried to lose him in the crowd and hurt him with my eyes. He heard me, yes, still I was proud. He wouldn't see me cry, cry, cry. Oh. I told the DJ, turn it up. I told him to. Teardrops on the disco floor. I told the bouncer, toss him out. I told him lock the door. He wasn't gonna laugh about my teardrops on the disco floor. Teardrops on the disco floor. Down and down and down they fell. From the borderline of heaven through the seven through the bell. Down and down my pain it pours, into the neon lights reflecting from my very core. Sparkling in the dark of night, teardrops on the disco floor.
FM. Nicky French and Teardrops on the Disco Floor there. Great stuff. And the next track will also be to do with crying. In the meantime, a hilarious film, a bit of a satire really, on actors' egos and the war film genre, Tropic Thunder, directed by Ben Stiller, and featuring himself, Jack Black, Robert Downey Jr. in quite an incredible role that you wonder if it would be allowed to happen if it was made these days. But yeah, I did enjoy his portrayal. And also Steve Coogan's in it at the start, isn't it? It's people, actors who think they're filming a war film and they've been left in the jungle to make it more realistic, and then it turns out they're actually being chased by indigenous soldiers of the country they're in as well, and all the capers that ensue. It's a good film, well worth another rewatch. It's made me want to watch it again, actually, talking about this, just for Robert Downey Jr.'s portrayal of Kirk Lazarus. I remember his name. This is Tears.
I tried hard to make you want me, but we're not supposed to be. And the truth will always haunt me, even though it set me free. And my tears flow like the ocean as they floated in the breeze. They were falling in slow motion and they brought me to my knees. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn up the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you want to put me through the pain? I get the feeling I'll never escape. I get high, no, I'm gonna shame you. Tears on the ground, tears on my pillow, you won't bring me down, and I'll get over you. These tears will get me through, and I'll get over you. A thousand words about you, and in time I know you'll leave me like a distant memory. I know love can be so easy if I stop loving me. Oh, you're haunting me, taunting me, all in my brain. Turn out the light and now all that remains fills me with doubt, and I'm shouting your name out loud. Why do you wanna put me through the pain?
Every time I listen to that track, I love it. Tears from Clean Bandit featuring Louisa Johnson, who was an X Factor winner in its latter stages, so to speak. Yeah, great, great music. Now, let's talk about a film that shot Liam Neeson back to superstardom, with him explaining to everyone how he had a very particular set of skills and his intent to kill people, who had kidnapped his daughter. He wasn't just malicious. But yeah, Taken. And for some reason, then Hollywood executives just decided Liam Neeson had to play that role for the next 10 years of his life in any film. There's one called The Commuter, where he's on a train that gets hijacked almost. He's sort of given weird tasks to perform on the journey. Then there's one where he's an air marshal. Is that Flight Plan or is that something else? I think that's something else, but he's an air marshal and has to stop a bomb on a plane, and again gets framed for it, but suddenly in his later years found out he's an action hero. Fabulous. Anyway, now we're going to hand over to Wheatus, who know what it's like to be a teenage dirtbag.
Rocks in